And now this is a dictation for Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Vasquez, V as in Victor, A-S-Q-U-E-Z, July 4, 76. Address as a letter to Dr. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Kim, K-I-M. Dear Dr. Kim, K-I-M, follow up for Mrs. Vasquez. With advanced chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Last visit was in February. This was a phone visit as patient could not come to the office. Her daughter participated of this encounter. She denies hospital admission of procedures. She has gained significant weight from 234 to 250, worsening edema, increased abdominal girth, worsening shortness of breath, very fatigued, exhausted, orthopnea, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, denies infection in the urine or bleeding, no fever, denies chest pain palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system is negative, does not check blood pressure at home, medication list review, I will highlight the anticoagulation Xarelto, blood pressure, lisinopril, Norvasc, hydralazine, Coric. Has been on inhalers, cholesterol management, diabetes, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she has not checked blood pressure at home, weight is 250. She's able to speak in full sentences. No expressive aphasia dysarthria. The last blood test is from January. Blood test needs to be updated. There has been severe anemia with normal white blood cell and elevated platelets. Previously, electrolyte acid-base normal. Albumin calcium normal, liver function test not elevated, prior GFR 32 stage 3B. A year ago, preserved ejection fraction, for the most part, no major echocardiogram abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Concerned about significant weight gain with respiratory symptoms, left and right sided heart failure, question ascites given the abdominal girth. New blood test needs to be updated. I talked to patient and her daughter. I need to see her in person. The importance of salt fluid restriction. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. We will advise accordingly for anemia, electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. She likely has diabetic nephropathy. We have not done a renal biopsy. However, all serology for her proteinuria nephrotic range has been negative. We discussed about potential admitting her to the hospital for better diuresis. Right now, she has not required any oxygen. Might need to update an echo. We might need to update for liver ultrasound. If significant ascites will be present on physical exam. Further advice to follow, or is to discuss at length. End of dictation.